Spotify's like overloaded right now.
Oh no! All
probably
the...
everyone is, aren't they?
All oh, here we go. With...
Give me Taylor.
Oh, let's go. Right.
Some of the boys talk The Bachelor. Some of the guys talk The Bachelor. Way, way, way after dark edition, 11 p.m. on the East Coast. I'm your host, as always, Drew Baker. Here with me this week, Corey Greenspan. Say hi, Corey.
Hi, Corey. That's such a good dad joke.
That's a great dad joke.
That's 7 out of 10 at least. What's up, Drew?
Not much, buddy. And then fan favorite, Evan Murray. Evan, hello there.
Hello there.
How you guys doing this week?
Who's that?
Oh,
no way.
Who's that? This happened completely unscheduled. Did not Sorry. Expect this.
I was trying to log on to camsoda.com. I must have put the wrong bookmark.
Back from the dead, it's John Lopez. John, how are you?
Howdy, guys. Doing good.
We literally just started recording, so.
Oh. That's unfortunate. I hoped I was going to interrupt in like the middle of something.
No, this is even better. Now we get a full episode with John on it. This is amazing.
Also knocked out Drew's color on his webcam.
This is my Christmas present. Did my webcam camera go out again?
You're good on me. So that's just
I have great. Black and white with hints of orange and blue, which just means that you are a Gator fan from the 40s.
Love it. Love to see it.
You're back.
Happy Hanukkah, by the way, Corey.
Oh, thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste indeed to you and yours.
I was just asking the fellas, how's everyone's week going? So how are we doing, boys?
Been eventful.
Been
eventful for this guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've had some doctor's appointments without getting too much into it.
That's right.
Jesus. Yeah. I actually have hepatitis C and shingles. And
I wish I just said C. I pray for just C.
They actually said there's actually a new hepatitis. It's hepatitis D. So congrats.
Is that like that. Sunny Delight, but it's like hepatitis delight?
I could have made a hepatitis C for Corey, hepatitis Corey, but that would have been a smarter joke.
It's okay. Sunny D will always be in my heart.
And then how about you? Oh no, John was going to go. Oh, yeah. Go, John.
The chemistry is not quite back.
I know, John. This is what happens when you miss a season.
Threw it off.
I haven't missed anything, guys. I came back without missing a step.
He's actually the force ghost of John Lopez.
I'm coming back more powerful than you could possibly imagine. This week sucks, man. I just wanted to stop by and say hi to give myself a little mood boost, to be honest with you guys. I miss talking with you guys every week. It's been a shitty week, so.
I know.
It's almost over.
I won't say the line, but
is it almost Friday? Is that the line?
No, I was gonna say people can't see John, but John literally looks like he just walked off the court of a basketball game and someone just like slapped the headset on him. He's got the towel draped around him.
Just in solidarity. Can
after going like
bang?
1 for 10 from the field.
He was like, honestly, guys, not my night. I don't know why you handed me the headset.
I'm trying, Jennifer.
Gotta tighten up, learn from our mistakes. I don't know.
We just got to get pucks deep.
Overcome the adversity on the field. Evan, what are you up to?
We're doing good. I'm back on the work from home grind. Not due to COVID or anything, just because we don't have too much going on. So just kind of like a nice little gift from our boss until we hit the holiday break. But we had a first basketball game tonight. Won. So we're doing good, I think. Yeah.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Not too
the
much.
The official pod stance is that COVID is over, right? Not a Biden one?
Yes.
Well, just making sure.
I was going to say, I'm working from home this week because of COVID. So
Yeah,
get to sit out my quarantine for another few more days, and then I do not have COVID, for the record, for everyone on the for all our concerned listeners. I was just exposed to someone who tested positive but then probably didn't have it, and then we just that ends it results in 2 weeks working from your computer and being logged into Microsoft Teams all day while you wait for your projects to update. So
I'm also quarantining, but I don't have COVID. I actually contracted SARS. That was what the other doctor's visit was from.
Jesus, bro. Really buried the lead.
Good Lord. We're going to have to put Corey literally in his own bubble.
What is that mic, by the way, Corey? It's just like a magic eight ball.
It's the same one that Evan has.
It's the Yeti Blue, but Corey like holds it in his hand while he records.
Because I have horrible audio quality.
That's lovely.
True. I got my gamer time.
Maybe it's because you hold it.
John, the headset is actually working better than my old mic that I sent you, but that mic was definitely pretty busted. That's why I have my new mic.
When I come back for a Talking Keaton sneak preview of the new pod in the works, this will be the one I use, I think.
Hell yeah.
Did you see he's on a new show for Disney Plus, I think?
He's also coming back to the DC Universe.
Yeah. And he'll probably be in Spider-Man 3, so.
So they unveiled like 30 like new Disney Plus shows today, right? Like that's
Just all across the board.
It's gonna be a Buzz Lightyear movie. Looking forward to that.
Whack.
There's gonna be a Moana series.
Did you say whack?
Did I say what?
You said whack?
I did say whack. Like there's gonna be a Buzz Lightyear standalone movie. That just seems whack.
No, but he's like the real Buzz Lightyear, Chris Evans. Not the toy.
Oh, that's even whacker. What?
What? That's dope.
I mean, it's dope, but it's whack in a dope way.
What's his dad / enemy's name?
Zurg.
Let's say the purple Zurg guy.
Yeah,
he's only Zurg. His dad because they wanted to parody Star Wars.
Yeah,
right. It makes sense. Speaking of Kenobi.
Kenobi.
Oh yeah,
Anakin. Wait,
is this a Bachelor episode, by the way?
No. John, you've been gone for a while, but this is how all shows start, where we talk about literally anything else to avoid talking about the Bachelorette for a while.
Oh, we also have to slander the Good Doctor at least once.
Hey, yep. He's a very good doctor. Okay.
Evan's gonna reach through the screen and beat the ever loving tar out of you.
Nice.
No, this is this is like the part of like Marc Maron's show where it's like just him riffing at the beginning that you fast forward until you get to the interview, or Bill Simmons' show where it's just him throwing out some insane trade theory that would never happen that you fast forward 15 minutes until you get to.
Or this is just the Squarespace followed by the Manscaped followed by the like Casper ad. All stacked in the front that you just.
It's Raid Shadow Legends, John. Get it together.
Oops, all ad reads.
Now with the Weed Whacker 2.0.
All right. I guess on that note, y'all boys ready to talk some Bachelor?
No.
Yeah. John, please stay on. John, I want you to stay on with us for as long as you are able to and willing. And I want you to just like try to conceptualize what's gone on so far. We'll paint you a picture.
That's honestly fine. You should just give input like you've watched the show the whole time but with no context whatsoever. Die on these hills.
Be pretty good. John, pull up the Bachelorette cast and just look at it and just be like, yeah, so Robbie had a big week.
I did hear that. A lot of that going around.
Loved what I saw out of Chasen on this week's episode.
First off, no, you didn't, Drew.
I would never say anything positive.
I never love anything I see from Chasen. See, John, you're already getting it.
Chasen he's not on the show.
Yeah, neither is Robbie. That was the joke.
Oh.
Was it?
I was watching the football game. We got a sack.
Another one?
Cast.
No, it was Patriots sack, unfortunately.
Another one. All right.
Yes.
So. This week on The Bachelorette, we start out where last week ended, picking up with Noah and Bennett being sat down in their timeout where Tayshia is confronting the two of them about their beef, as it were.
So, y'all, fun fact that I found out this week while watching with friends with Bennett. Fun update about his job. So Bennett does work for wealth management consultant, like a consultancy, but apparently he works in HR.
Oh.
Which I think is the funniest thing, because that just like explains his hard on for emotional intelligence and how he was just waxing poetic to Noah about his lack thereof, or supposed lack thereof. But
he works in HR.
Yeah. Are you looking at this right now?
I'm looking at the Meet the Cast, and it says wealth management consultant.
He's so like the stereotypical like hedge fund investor, financial advisor.
He's a FIDI boy.
Yeah. I saw the first step.
The perfect description of that. So this is a complete shock.
So I know people that have worked as financial consultants, accountants, whatever, that have moved over to HR in the same company.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't mean that he wasn't in that position originally.
No, that's fair.
You know, you obviously have clients, and if you have to step away from your clients for a decent amount of time, that's not
probably easier to move into HR. Yeah.
But, yeah.
So there's always
there is no life behind Bennett's eyes in his photo. There's only chest hair.
Flowing.
But so breezing through it pretty quickly because there really wasn't a whole lot of content. I realized that Tayshia's like voice and cadence is made for a TV show like this, because she says very succinct statements and then takes like a 5-second pause before moving on to her next one. And you just like, you know, there's like the editor. Yeah, she's practiced. You know, there's the editor for the show who is just like absolutely over the moon every time. That's like, oh, I get to put a hard cut here and a hard cut there. And we get to like look at Noah's dumb face while he slouches entirely into the couch.
That's nice to hear. I remember Peter last year, a lot of times him just saying absolute nonsense, like him saying a lot of words, but none of them meant anything. But threw in like a lot of like key words that people searching for The Bachelorette could find, and like that was about it.
You'd have to like go back and rewatch it. His words were SEO optimized.
Exactly.
His main words were, can
love,
you cry
woman,
for me?
Soulmate, that turns beautiful. Me on.
Peter knows how to run a search algorithm. But so Tayshia pulls Bennett first. Bennett tries to explain what he meant by saying that Noah has 0% chance to Tayshia. Like, I thought he was going to break out the whiteboard and explain what 0% meant and why all the reasons why Tayshia will never be with Peter. Or, sorry, damn it. All the reasons Tayshia will never be with Noah. And Tayshia just seems very unenthused the entire time, almost like looking through him.
But oh man, was he right?
I don't see Noah on this list.
Yeah, so, Noah. Bennett had like valid points during his kind of spiel, but kind of seemed like Tayshia had her mind made up.
Yeah, she definitely did.
Noah's on page 2, John.
But I could also understand where she was coming from, where she'd been like getting annoyed with the drama and stuff, and so she kind of went into the conversation already like a little heated, and you know, not like wanting to hear all the I don't know, kind of the way Bennett talks and the words he chooses, I guess.
She should and have done both of them.
I feel like a big thing about Bennett that I mentioned this last week. Last week was kind of the week that I was like out on Bennett, at least for a little bit. But Bennett, whether he thinks he does it or not, definitely talks down to people. Which I think the other guys started to wear thin, especially when his intelligence was on full display with not being able to do like 25 minus 10 and spell limousine.
But is he actually dumb? He just talks smart?
He talks in a very, I am very smart manner.
I think it feels like it's like, I don't know, like high class, like speak.
He's posh.
He is posh. Posh is a good way to put it.
Like a lot of
if you watch like 2 minutes like of clips of Bennett, like you would just get it like right away. You'd understand like
who this guy is instantly.
And he tries to explain. You can tell that he's read like 3 self-help books in his life, that he's like, these are the most important things. One of them being the book he literally tried to give to Noah as a gift. And it's like, these are my rules for living through life. And here, I'm going to, whatever you're feeling, I'm going to explain your emotions to you through the lens of this book I read.
Is it like the 35 keys to leadership or whatever?
It's literally, I think it's like the 4 things for emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. And he tried to explain to Noah that he is deficient in 3 of the 4 things.
Yep. It's also rich dad, poor dad.
Yeah. I mean, that part wouldn't shock me at all, given that he's a wealth management consultant. But so we had Bennett's was very much him trying to explain how he's definitely not explaining Tisha's feelings for her. Then we got Noah, which Noah's was somehow even weirder, that Noah was like, well, he's just bullying me the entire time, and like, I don't understand why they're so mean to me. And then he did a part where Tayshia thought he was crying, but I thought he was laughing, like when he threw his head down and did like, I'm sorry. And then he looked up and he's just like smiling.
I am going to become the Joker now.
True Joker hours from Noah.
He's fucking weird.
Is he mustache? He's still a mustache?
No, Noah has dropped the mustache. Tayshia, mm-hmm. Tayshia made him shave it a few weeks ago.
Yikes. There's something about that boy. Just don't sit right.
Yeah. Nothing sits right about either of them. So let's.
She should have sent both of them home. But you could, yeah. You could, like Evan said, though, like you could see that she had her mind made up with the giant leash she gave Noah compared to like Bennett, where she had no interest in what he had to say.
So I feel like that was very much. So fast forwarding, Bennett does not get the rose. Bennett gets walked out, and did y'all notice that Bennett walks out of the house like he's Vince McMahon? Like he doesn't know how to actually go like left foot, right foot, and like throw his arms. But I like when I watched the second time, I noticed it where Bennett is actually like he is trying to cut Tayshia off because he wants to like talk to her. So he's taking like really big steps with like his right foot because he's trying to like swing out in front to be like, so are we really doing this? Are we really he's got his hands in front of him like he's the prep kid meme.
It's like, yeah, I feel like I kind of saw that too.
you're about to ether me for real. Like it was rough. I didn't like it. I didn't like a lot of the beginning part. I didn't like a lot of this episode. I know I say that about every episode.
Yeah, that walkout was really awkward.
Was that worse than Noah chugging Tic Tacs on Victory?
So I was going to say, when Bennett finally gets walked to the car, and then we get a hard cut back to Noah, who downs it like he is like taking a pull, just swallows half a pack of Tic Tacs, all just like...
I'll say I have a weird thing with mints like that too. If I have a pack of mints, they're just like they're all going in my mouth as many at a time as possible.
I would just like to say we are a pro Altoids podcast. Okay, Tic Tacs are irrelevant. Altoids are the king.
I don't think Altoids are a real man's mint.
Yes,
but yeah, and then so Tayshia comes back. And Noah is smiling, and Tayshia immediately is like, shut that down. No, this is not a win for you, which I appreciated because I feel like short of sending both of them home, it's like, don't let Noah think like, oh, he got like Bennett kicked off. Because I think something I mentioned was that I feel like Noah approaches this show like more like a game show contestant than any other person on the show. And I think that was emblematic later in his roast ceremony when he was like, all right, survive in advance, baby. It is a competition, I guess, but like he's competing against himself like more so than he's competing against other men. I think it's clearly that like Tayshia is at least like into him, at least like physically.
Lord knows there's not a lot there, like, mentally and emotionally.
I like how Tayshia walked in and she was like, wipe that fucking smile off
your face. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Or I'm going to make you shave again.
I really thought when she came in there and said you shouldn't be smiling that she was going to send him home too.
She should have.
And that would have been so nice. It would have been so nice to see that. But
have done that two seasons
fortunately, she did not.
Well, I guess, like, if he loves her, he's supposed to, like, feel bad that she had to just do this thing that was probably hard for her to do, right? Not be...
It's about winning, not about finding love for him.
Yeah. It's all about the roses, baby.
And I mean, Tayshia literally says, like, I don't think you're ready for marriage. And then he's like giggling to himself that someone else went home and he gets to like at least advance to the rose ceremony. There's no guarantee because Tayshia tells him he's not getting the rose either because of all of this.
He doesn't look like the youngest contestant.
He is the youngest contestant. He is definitely the youngest still on the show. I don't know if he was the youngest out of everybody, but he probably was.
He was
25.
I'm looking at the list of all. It looks like he was by 1 year.
Is 26, right?
Well, because so John, you haven't seen this, but Noah was one of the people who was added to the cast when Tayshia became the Bachelorette. They reintroduced like four men, two of whom like went home almost immediately.
Like brand new people?
Yeah. They were what?
Like brand new?
Yeah. They took like four new guys in. But I think since he is him and Spencer were the only two from those four that were still there this week. And then, spoilers, as we get into the rose ceremony, Spencer goes home this week. So Noah is now the only remaining person from that new group that was introduced, which means a lot of the people who are still remaining from Claire's group, I think, are predominantly in their early to mid-30s because Tayshia was a 39-year-old bachelorette. I think they casted a much older version of the... Like, I don't think it's normally, like, 24-year-olds the way The Bachelor is, but I think The Bachelorette is still usually, like, people age, like, 27 to 32, where this one was, like, a lot of, like, 32 to, like, 37.
Yeah. I'm gonna blaspheme for a second and defend Noah.
Okay.
I did that
last week, so I'm intrigued.
I'm 25. I am 100% not ready for marriage.
Yeah.
So, nor should most 25-year-olds be.
I don't know.
But I think that's sane. But Noah seems to be the one that's like trying to be like, I'm going to win this.
Yeah, he's going to win it. No, that's because he's going to win it. He's not going to get the girl. He's going to win the show.
Exactly. That was that, like, you don't go on The Bachelorette to win. You go to find love. At least that's what I'm told.
I'm not sure that was a defense of Noah, but.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't.
No, I think if anything,
it was just about Noah.
Feel better. Thank you for making me feel better. I don't want to defend him.
It was a confirmation of what Tayshia thinks about Noah, where it's clear Tayshia like thinks man's attractive, and I don't think there's really any denying that. But like Noah is basically a child.
Yeah, John, you're a relatively attractive man. You're about to be 25 in like a month or two. You're not ready for marriage.
Well, I mean, if I met Tayshia, maybe. She's very pretty.
Get John on The Bachelorette. It's not too late.
It is, in fact, too late.
My last note for this opening segment was I thought when they were, like, pulling them into another room that they were, like, kind of having a sense of privacy, but there was one cut where you could see... You could see Noah and Tayshia on the couch together, and the cut was from behind Bennett, and it's so clear that they're in, like, earshot range because it's not like there's, like, it's not even, like, the door is closed or anything. It's got, like, one of those, like sliding barn doors and it's open, and it would be like me talking from my bedroom to the other side of my apartment. Like if someone was like sitting on my couch right now, someone would be able to hear me talk right here. So I was like, oh, so like they can just hear everything they're saying. It's like they got the entire resort to themselves and they can't find a privacy suite.
Yeah, they're still in that La Quinta, right?
The La Quinta in Palm Springs, California.
Beautiful.
In the middle of the damn desert. It's 110 degrees all the time, apparently, and these dudes are just caked in sweat constantly.
Bunch of cats in heat.
That's literally. You guys got any final thoughts on Bennett and Noah? We're ready to move on. We got a rose ceremony to talk about.
You definitely could tell that the guys were not expecting Bennett to go home.
Mm-hmm. I see. I thought the opposite because what?
Or they, sorry, shocking, they didn't want him to go home. They wanted Noah to leave.
They wanted Noah to go home. But what was shocking to me, I caught this. Noah or Ed dapped up Noah when he got back, and like Ed and Noah were the original. No, I'm thinking of Ed and Chasen, aren't I?
Yeah.
Anyone want to confirm that for me? No, yeah. You're right. Whatever. You're right. For whatever reason, I thought Ed and Noah had beef.
They did.
No. Ed and Noah did?
No. Yeah. Ed and Chasen.
Ed and Chasen did.
Yeah.
No, but I think Ed was like shooting the shit with Bennett about how shitty Noah is too.
Yeah.
Because Ed was okay, so, and I think that is how it started up, and then it became like Bennett ended up like it.
He was the knight.
Yeah. But yeah, Ed dapped up Noah when he came back, and then I think it was Brendan that was like, oh, I knew it, like when Noah came back. So it seemed like they were kind of like expecting Bennett to go home, but I think that tracks. Like Bennett had a bad week, and it was like, yeah, I think even if Noah was the instigator overall, like Bennett was in the wrong for like that particular scenario, and I was not shocked to see him go home. All right, let's talk about the rose ceremony. So we lost this week. Corey, you want to read it for us?
Yeah, I got it.
Go for it.
So we lost Bennett, obviously, and then we lost three at the rose ceremony. We lost Spencer, which I was very surprised about.
I was not shocked by that. Spencer's been like very not. Spencer has not had a feature in like 2 weeks.
You know what? I'm shocked that he went. And Blake stayed.
Yep, I'm on the same boat as you.
Crimson Chin.
Mm-hmm. I don't. I am more shocked. I am more shocked that it's
DeMar too.
I was shocked that DeMar went.
I would say Spencer was more shocking than DeMar.
I had. Continue the list.
I was just gonna say, and then my fucking kid. Sorry, I'm gonna get emotional. and we lost Ed.
No king is named Ed.
Oh, Ed was
Ned Stark. Ned Stark, his name was actually Ed.
Our Botox king.
Oh, that was so funny.
It's just depressing. I told my friends going into the rose ceremony, I thought it was going to be Ed, DeMar, and Blake.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
So I was shocked that Spencer went home. I felt like Ed, it was inevitable.
I thought she was going to send Noah home. So I thought it was going to be, Ed, Noah, and Blake.
I just felt like the way they played things up with the 2-1-1, it was probably a producer's decision to keep Noah.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, I was a little shocked. I thought Spencer was there, although he definitely, he's fallen off since like he got on the show, I guess. So
they kissed the first night he was on. So I was just like surprised.
He got the first impression rose, right?
Yeah,
that might be producer-wise, though.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like the first impression rose is kind of like its own thing. I feel like, because like Spencer came in and like he hit the ground running, like he immediately was like chopping up the other dudes and like immediately took Tayshia for like. Can I steal you for a minute? And like he had a really strong week one, but I was saying like why I wasn't surprised is because like man hadn't done anything in like 3 weeks.
True, you're only as strong as your latest date.
I think that, and I know this is weird, but I do think that was a producer first impression rose to one separate that we have a divide between like bachelorettes and maybe two to, you know, create some kind of tension between the new guys and the older guys. But it's just me.
should look into this.
We need to hire a detective.
I think, like, I mean, what I was saying, the one that was most surprising for me, I guess Ed was a little surprising. Not really. I feel like Ed was more of, like, content than he was, like, ever a chance with Tayshia. I know Hill was very excited to see Ed leave.
Ed was just a meme after the, like, drinking with Chris Harrison. Like, he was just there after that point. Like, you knew
I am gonna miss our sweet meme king. We lost both our meme kings this week.
Ed got a big neck, bro.
Yeah, he does. Shit.
Yeah, he's thick.
Let's get our meme people together. Let's get Ed and McKenna together.
I thought we wanted Bennett and McKenna together because they're proud to both reach into like the other side of the earth.
No, what she's so Evan young, and Bennett's like 40.
That's true. But Ed is also like 36.
36, exactly.
Yeah.
Well done, Drew.
They're all old, dude.
Yeah, but Bennett seems like, more like a dad.
I feel like Tayshia cut a bunch of the old dudes this week. And then I don't think DeMar was that old. DeMar was like 27, wasn't he?
The only thing I know about DeMar is that
he's a spin cycle person.
DeMar is 26, so yeah. That's I thought DeMar was gonna get another week. I don't understand Blake. I don't get why people like Blake.
They're intimidated by all that chin.
I don't think anyone who watches the show likes Blake. I have yet to find one person who's like, yeah, Blake, that's my man.
Is he the wildlife guy?
Yeah.
He is the wildlife manager from Canada.
Ontario.
I do think she's gonna axe him on the one-on-one.
I think so too. I kind of Kylie texted me this, and apparently it's a trend, but someone always doesn't get a rose before hometowns. And
it happened in Hannah's season.
Peter's too.
Yeah. So, in Hannah's season, it was with Mike, I think his name was. It was really good. Like, people wanted him to be the Bachelor.
Yeah, Natasha got axed too before hometowns.
We have to get Kylie on the show at the end of the year to explain everything to us, but
she will not.
She will if we. She probably won't if we record at 11 p.m. on a Thursday, but she would otherwise. I'll tape an individual feature with her, and we'll tack it on as a special episode.
Who's we?
I guess me. I have to edit it.
But go ahead. You can totally do that.
Get nice, clean cuts. Make sure she talks slow. We could edit her to say whatever we need her to say.
She'll be super excitable the entire time. She'll tell me why all my takes are wrong. Anyway, moving on from people in our lives to people in the life of the show. I was not surprised Noah still got the rose. I still thought there was a chance we might get like Tammy McKenna part two electric Dougaloo. Dougaloo instead of Boogaloo.
No, I know. Just
keep up.
Dougaloo. Keep up. Noah moved on. Again, not surprised. I feel like of the three who went home, the only one that I could have seen sticking around for another week is DeMar, but I think it's pretty clear that Tayshia at least likes part of Noah. Or likes something about him enough to keep going. But yeah, I think that's all our rose ceremony thoughts, right? So Ben time. This is what happens.
Ben time.
Were you asking or were you just saying?
Yes, both and.
Is this a weekly segment?
Ben time. Well, it should be. Oh
yeah, God. It's actually just us reviewing old Ben 10 episodes.
Ben is, brother.
I can get behind this.
Ben is so damn
he's hot.
Cute. It's oh God.
He's very good looking.
He's perfect. I love Ben.
Is this the Army veteran?
Yeah.
Ben is the first. I never felt this way watching The Bachelor, but I will be offended if Ben does not win the show. Like, no, there was
that. That's where you and I differ.
I was convinced that Hannah was going to be the person chosen. And then, like, when all the drama happened with, and then it was Madison, I was like, okay, like, sure, I guess. If Ben does not win the show, I will be like, I will walk into the ocean.
Drew, I can tell you right now, she's going to fucking destroy him.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's going to be like, he's going to be like coming like third or something. Yeah. And she's going to fucking demoralize him.
I know.
You could just see the way that like she interacts with like Zach. Or like Zach's my front runner.
Or like even Brendan, which like I don't get the Brendan thing. I don't think, like, I get that the dude is apparently a part-time model, but like the dude's shirts are weird. I don't think his beard's all that good. my sweet, beautiful, handsome Joe Burrow Ben.
He does not look like Joe Burrow.
Yeah, he looks better.
He's better looking than Joe Burrow.
Yeah,
just a better looking Joe Burrow. Just that's all.
I think Joe Burrow's better looking.
I don't see the Joe Burrow, like, I don't know. It's not there for me.
It's in the face and the swoopy hair. I don't think this photo. His hair is long.
How do you know what Joe Burrow's hair looks like? He always has a helmet on.
Whoa.
I mean, you don't. I've seen you. You didn't see the videos of him like smoking the cigars after LSU's wins. Like,
he had a helmet on.
No, you can't smoke a cigar in a helmet.
Everyone, this is a plug for our social media. Go follow at DMPN show and look at my comparison. And all I'm saying is we've never seen Joe Burrow and Ben in the same place at the same time. So Ben gets another scavenger hunt date because apparently that's all there is to do in the La Quinta. This is like scavenger hunt date number 3.
Do these guys ever just look out their hotel window and just see someone hiding clues and shit?
Yeah. So I kind of want to circle back to this. They're talking about hometowns, right?
Yeah.
Are they going to leave the bubble or are they going
to they're definitely going to bring their families to them, right? Like,
so are they going to make the families quarantine for
I think they were going to make the families quarantine. And then, or they're going to, like, Zoom the families, which would be even worse.
I really hope they don't Zoom.
I think they're going to fly them out to their family's home, but, like, make sure they all get tested and quarantined, too.
I don't know if they'll – I think they're going to do, having seen none of this season – oh, I saw the first step. They're going to do some type of, we brought Texas to you, Sandy, type thing.
Yeah.
So, like,
cheese and a can pie.
Maybe, like, a couple family members and then, like, a bunch of stuff from the hometown.
No, 100%. I think that's what they're going to do because apparently they shot, as far as I know, they shot the entire season at the La Quinta, and that's where they also shot Bachelor Matt's season. So I think they are actually, like, I think they're there. They probably brought, like, 2 or 3 family members in the bubble or, like, we'll meet like Ben's sister and his mom or something, or we'll meet, like, Riley's mom, assuming, because I think only one person's gonna get eliminated before hometowns, because there's like 6 of them now.
It should be 4 on hometowns.
Okay,
so we already got.
Well, we assume Blake is gonna be gone.
Blake and Noah are the ones that are going.
But yeah, then so we have a wrinkle at the end of this episode. So
yes, okay, Evan, I'm so glad that you said that because I think we noticed the same thing then. But we'll get there. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. So
I hope Kenny shows up and it's like, you're going back to Chicago.
No, Kenny is on the men tell all, which I think is what Evan was about for the
he
other
was in that commercial.
So Ben gets a little scavenger hunt. They ride scooters, which Ben is way too big for the scooter. Cause he's got his like one leg, like hanging in the air, like the entire time. It's like a counter. Also might be a counterbalance for his giant black box, TBD. But that, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call a callback. But
very good.
Speaking of giant black boxes, Ben wasted no time taking his pants off in order to hop in the lake to get that second clue. And Tayshia's just standing in like ankle high water. And Ben's like, I don't want to get my jeans all wet. So I'm just going to be Winnie the Poohing it up in this fountain.
He went jeans off, shirt on.
He went jeans off, shirt on. And then he's wearing like boxer briefs.
And he has super skinny jeans on too, John.
Yeah, those jeans were painted on.
These are like skin tight. Like,
yeah.
Any opportunity you get to go tarps off if you look like that, you should take it.
Yeah, I mean, he right. knows what he looks like.
That's on The Bachelor, right?
Yeah.
And then finally, the pinata. The pinatas got me in the dumbest way because they're reading the clue for the pinatas, and Tayshia is like, oh, we have to break the pinatas. And then Ben, near simultaneously, but like a second behind, is like, I think we got to break the pinatas. And it's just one of those moments that's just like, you know, with you, is like when you see smoke, you assume fire. When you hear hooves, you assume horses, not zebras. I would assume that if you walk into a maze full of pinatas, that some aspect of the pinatas would involve breaking the pinatas open. And then that would not be some kind of like, absolute cheerful surprise that you were like, oh,
and there was no candy.
It's not even a puzzle, really.
No, it's not. They just took a stick. The stick was right there too, and they're like, we got to break the pinatas open.
It's actually to help you walk from place to place. It's a walking stick.
But boy, did they have some anger in their swings. And then for the final one, I guess Ben was just over at that point because maybe it was too hot, but Ben threw the cactus to the ground and just ripped it open with his bare hands. It was like, just like He-Man'd that.
And that's when Drew changed his pants.
Yeah, dude, he's so handsome.
I think I have a simp of the week already, guys.
No, oh,
I missed that.
I simp heavy for Ben because that was the fun part of the date. They do like the relax. Tayshia tells Ben that's like, oh, I feel like we have a lot of fun, but I don't really know a whole lot about you. You don't like talking about your family or whatever. And Ben like cracks his knuckles and was like, oh boy, how deep off the how deep in the pool are we gonna get? And turns out they got very, very deep in the pool.
Crazy deep.
He threw that mental health can wide open, and he talked about his he talked about leaving home at 18 and going to the Army, which is certainly one way to say that you went to West Point and then Ranger School. But
still the Army.
Still the Army, technically, but he made it like, yeah, I threw my sack over my back and I enlisted, and I was like, maybe he did, and then he went to West Point, but his...
Do you need like a recommendation from like the governor to go there or something?
You literally need a recommendation from like your state senator or member of Congress.
Yeah.
So I don't think he just accidentally ended up at West Point.
West Point, by the way, insanely gorgeous campus.
Yeah, but West Point's beautiful. And then
it's right on the Hudson, right on the cliffs. It's nice.
He went from West Point to the Ranger School, and then he referred to he said that there was a job that he thought he was going to be in for forever. And I don't know if that meant like he thought he was going to be like a military lifer, but then he also refers to like a catastrophic back injury that left him basically a bunch of like medical bills and like couldn't even like walk without pain, had to reteach himself how to walk. So he was living in a city that was too expensive for him.
New York?
His current city is Venice, California. So I don't know if he was I don't know if he remained in New York, like from West Point. I'm assuming Boston. He remained in New York or remained in D.C.
My dude was living in Murray Hill.
I can't imagine too many cities are more expensive than Venice, right? Got to be New York or DC.
Could be San Fran.
Because the Ranger School.
DC, probably, if he was doing military stuff.
So Ranger School is in Fort Benning. Like, that's nearby, like, where we are. So, but I don't. Atlanta is, honestly, not that expensive. For a major metro area, Atlanta is not the most expensive place to live in. Like, there are certainly very nice parts of it, but
there must have been Manhattan.
I feel like he had to have been in New York or had to have been in like San Francisco. Maybe he moved back to California and he was in like San Francisco or LA before moving to Venice. Super maybe he still is. LA.
Probably classified information.
So I as a result, Ben says, as a result of like the, you know, the loneliness, the disappointment of losing his job, the back injury that Ben did to make two separate attempts on his life, and they both failed. He credits his sister with like a lot of the reason that he's still around. And like, I'm not going to get into it like the same way I did like last season, but like watching Ben talk about his experience with like, depression and his mental health and like suicidal ideation was like very like feeling it, like I felt seen. And I hope this isn't like The Bachelorette like punching its card for like, oh, we're gonna cover all these topics this year. We covered Black Lives Matter last week or 2 weeks ago. We're covering mental health this week. We got like a our Bachelorette is Black, like, okay, we don't need to worry about any of these social topics for like 5 years now, because I know this has not been the most progressive show historically. But like watching Ben like talk about this stuff and like smiling and kind of like laughing to himself and is like, yeah, and like I guess I'm still here, and like I haven't really been able to talk to him or something. It was like, it felt really awesome to kind of like see that representation and just like someone able to be very candid about that. And he was like, well, and Tayshia was like, you haven't told your sister any of this? And I was like, no, I don't want her to worry about me. And it's like, yeah, I mean, that's how people who like cope with this and live with this stuff every day feel about like not wanting to burden their like friends and family. And it was very powerful. I'm very happy for Ben. I will be absolutely devastated when he inevitably has his heart broken. But hopefully that means he's like The Bachelor in like 3 or 4 years. And when we're on the seventh iteration of this show as a bunch of amateur and still calling ourselves amateurs, we'll be hoping that he finds true love.
Yeah. Well said, Drew.
Thanks. I know I tend to monologue when it comes to these issues, so if anyone else has any thoughts from any of this,
please let's hear. Always time to refill, you know.
Everyone, I get on a roll, and everyone gets to the like, all right, I'm gonna check the check the tweets. Check the DM, see if that girl on Hinge has messaged me back.
She hasn't.
She never does, Corey. All right.
Maybe you delete the app, LOL.
All right.
I'm just setting my timer because, you know, midnight's a big, important time for all of us.
Oh, yeah. We gotta wrap up in the next 27 minutes so Corey can start listening to his new T-Swift album on the
dot. Are you gonna rank all the songs like you did with Folklore?
I probably will. It just depends if this album gives me depression like Folklore did.
It just might.
We just took a screenshot.
I took a selfie. Sorry.
Oh.
Well, Corey, lucky sure, for you, there's really only like 1.5 more segments in the show.
That's fine. Honestly, I'm not gonna listen to it at midnight. It'll be fine.
No, we're good. Well, Midnight sets a goal that we finish taping all on Thursday and we don't go into Friday, but
almost Friday.
Let's talk about the group date, possibly the cringiest part of this week's episode. Mm-hmm. No, that's not true. The entire intro was cringy with the freaking Noah and Bennett, but
this whole show is cringe. You know it.
Yeah, it is cringe material. But
Bachelorette or DMPM?
Yes. So we get the group date is everybody but Ben and Blake. So that means Brendan, Riley, Zach, Ivan, and Noah, right? Those are the five. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and JoJo and Tayshia take them to do
did we tell John that Chris Harrison took a leave of absence as the host?
Yeah, no, we didn't.
What?
Yeah.
So Chris had to move his son into college at TCU.
Oh, I was going to make John guess where his son went.
Wait, I listened to this episode.
Listen to last week's episode.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. JoJo is the temporary host, and she was a contestant on The Bachelor, and then she was The Bachelorette, and she's currently engaged to Aaron Rodgers' brother, Jordan.
Shit. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers and Jordan got beef, though, right? They're like...
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers has beef with that whole family. It's just Aaron Rodgers versus the family.
Because they get in the way of him going 12-4 every year and then losing in the second round of the playoffs.
When she did the hometowns with Jordan, Aaron wasn't there. So
of course not.
Tells you all that you need to know.
Watching films, got to prepare.
She might be perfect.
She's not perfect at hosting, so.
Yeah, well.
Damn. Wait, I thought you liked her hosting. Or did I misinterpret what you were saying?
My, that whole lie detector thing, I really, really wanted the first question to be, how many of you guys checked out JoJo when she walked in?
Oh, that would have been good.
That would have been too brutal because it would have been all of them.
Yes.
JoJo was rocking that pink jumper.
She is unbelievable.
JoJo is crazy good looking.
But my smooth brain was like, wow, that polygraph like administrator really dressed up for this event. She's just really put together. And then it took me a minute, even though JoJo introduces the entire section. I was like, oh wait, that's JoJo.
It's also not a polygraph.
What?
It was just them hooking them up to lights.
So I think the computer and the lights that were there were definitely just for like show and effect, but when I enhanced it, they definitely, I think there was something under the table that was I think there was something under the table that was the actual like polygraph, but no, it literally looked like it was a heart rate monitor screensaver on a MacBook with like the taskbar still visible playing the same heart rate over and over, and then it was almost like a blood pressure monitor just hooked up to the arm of the person. But
are we not going
to
act like there wasn't a producer behind there just saying, oh, this is boring, let's put the yellow light
on? No, 100%. I don't want to go through every lie and truth because Ivan was just like full send. I'm going to answer every question 100% confidently. So nothing exciting from his. Zach had the one where he said when he was asked if he had ever cheated, Zach said yes and already had a smirk on his face. Let's talk about the post.
But that was so important, Drew. They were teasing that for 2 weeks.
I know. Let's go ahead and talk about the post-group date simultaneously with the actual activity. So when Zach said that, I was like, there right away, and I'm like, this is some dumb story that like Zach was going to be like a sophomore in high school, and it's like, oh, I went to homecoming, and like I brought one girl, but I ended up kissing another. And turns out it was pretty much exactly that, because he was like, I was in ninth grade and I was in sixth grade and I had a girlfriend and I loved her. And then I went to the bowling alley with another girl and we French kissed at the bowling alley.
That's
and it was so dumb. It was so
and
dumb.
You know, his sixth grade girlfriend was watching at home punching air.
I knew it.
You let. That was played up for like 2 weeks. The teasers are crap. We know that, but
they're
like
so
up
bad.
2 weeks. Tayshia has this entire monologue about how she will like never again be with a cheater. Cheating is why her first marriage ended. And then Zach's like, "Well, can I tell you about my story?"
Yeah,
I thought
that woman is head over heels for Zach, and I don't get it.
Yeah, she really likes him.
Him and his meth teeth.
But yeah, so I thought there was gonna be something there where, like, when he was like on drugs, he like cheated like constantly. So,
literally,
that kind of crossed my mind, but I was also like, maybe not.
So that's what the when I watched it with friends, they were like, oh, it's got to be like he, you know, when he was strung out or something, he probably was like cheating on his wife, and that's why they broke up. And it's like, no, he already said like his wife like. Like, they're still amicable or whatever, like, they're friends, but they just know, like, they can't ever, like, be back together. So, like, I don't think it's that. I'm like, also, I feel like you don't have, like, a shit-eating grin on your face when you're like, oh, yeah, my story is actually super traumatic and is a reason why my previous marriage failed, as opposed to, like, yeah, I held hands with another girl in sixth grade.
Yes, I'm something of a bad boy, you could say.
So dumb. I hate this show. Let's see, we didn't really get anything exciting from Noah. Brendan's was dumb because Brendan was just like a nervous puppy the entire time, so he kept getting orange lights. Or he's like, are you excited to see Tayshia's family? And he's like, yeah, I think I am. And it's like, orange light. It was like, he said he thinks he does. How is that like neither true nor false?
That's legit. Like,
no, so that was the fun part with I was gonna save Riley for last because Riley was the one that his was a bit more kind of like a. So the one Riley got wrong was Riley got asked like what's his name and he said Devin Riley Christian and he got the red Dwayne. Light. What?
Dwayne, right?
No, well that's what his actual name is.
So
in the after group date, he was explaining to Tayshia that his name growing up was first name was Dwayne. I can't remember what the last name was, but he was a Dwayne Haskins. Jr. Do what?
Henderson?
No, it wasn't Haskins. I think it was Henderson. It was something like a Henderson or a Harris or something. But
Drew, I have one rule in life.
Yeah. Dwayne Henderson Jr.
Dwayne Henderson Jr. What, Corey? What's your one rule?
I have one rule in life. You know what it is, right?
Wow.
You cannot trust anybody with two first names.
Wow. I guess I do. I don't Riley know that's your one rule.
Christian, two first names, can't trust him. I'm out.
You're out. I'm done.
That's why you changed his name.
The story on that was a little hard to follow, but as I like listened to it again and pieced it together, that his dad and mom had like separated and his dad had got full custody and the dad had essentially fed the story to Riley and his siblings about like, or didn't say anything specific, but basically heavily implied that like was feeding lies about the mother for literally this dude's entire life, like well into his
years.
22 years. And then that when they had their fallout, it came to light that basically the dad had kind of like under false pretenses, like secured the children and like severed the relationship from their mother. So Riley had his name legally changed, I believe took his mother's name, reconciled.
His mom mother. Was there in the courtroom when he changed his name.
Yep. So it like a very kind of clearly a very traumatic story. I can only imagine what that does to like your sense of like trust and like, you know, on a show about love, like what it means for. It also kind of explains when he was like, because the other question he got asked that he did get a green light for was like, are you ready for are you ready for Tayshia to meet your family? And he was like, I don't know what I'm ready, but I want her to meet them. And like, I think that's a very kind of like, you know, indicative of probably where he feels about like his familial situation. And seeming like that's something that's been like coming together recently. Also shout out to Riley for being a lawyer and be like, I would never let one of my clients take one of these stupid tests. There's a reason we don't allow these in courtrooms.
Yeah. It's all supposed to be yes or no questions, right? Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of yes or no, and a lot of them got rewarded with green lights for basically not answering yes or no. they would be like, yeah, I'm excited for that. Or like, yeah, I think that it will be fun. And it was like, that is neither a yes nor a no.
Cop out.
Do you guys remember there used to be a game show about like, they just had people strapped to a lie detector? And
to tell the truth?
Yeah.
Yes,
that sounds right.
And it was like just exceedingly more personal or embarrassing questions.
Literally, like, million-dollar questions asking for people to reveal whether or not they, like, cheated on their spouse.
Yeah.
Like, how... So I can either take the $1 million or I can not answer and my marriage is still over, but I don't have $1 million.
That's the thing too, is like, bro, like if you don't answer it, she knows what the answer is.
The only lie detector show that I watched was Maury. And, you know, that was just an Evan and I staple senior year. Little Jerry, classic. Little Maury.
Case Spring.
If I remember correctly, I think that To Tell the Truth has a very funny Wikipedia page where it's like people thought that this show was just abhorrent. It got canceled after like a year. Oh, it got resurrected in like 2016, apparently.
Sounds like something they do in 2016.
Yeah, so it was 2000 to... Yeah, it lasted till 2002.
Why do I remember that?
2002?
It was 2000 to 2002 was the iteration that I think I remember.
Hot off the heels of Spider-Man.
Yeah, really, but basically, that's going to be another show. The Moment of Truth was the one that didn't make it through like 2 years.
Dang.
Yeah.
I would start watching Watching
Got That Money so quick.
Here's what it was. On the fifth episode, which aired on February 25th, 2008. So, yeah, this was like 2000. It lasted from January to August of 2000, or January of 2008 to August of 2009. Over the course of play, a female contestant truthfully admitted she had been fired for stealing from her employer. She felt that her ex-boyfriend, who was present and asked this question, is the man that she should be married to. Oh. And that since her wedding day 2 years earlier, she had had sexual relations with someone other than her husband. After truthfully admitting to these actions with her mother staring furiously at her and her husband sitting with his head in his hands, she was eliminated on an all or nothing question that would have won her $200,000, which she lied by answering that she still believes she is a good person.
Oh my god, bro. Wow. Why is this not a show anymore? This
Mark Wahlberg hosted the show.
Who is Mark Wahlberg hosting?
Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, Mark lady, Wahlberg?
Yeah. You still think you're a good person?
Oh, nah. My God.
Mark, the intro of this episode featured a disclaimer by host Mark Wahlberg in which he claimed it was highly debated whether or not the episode should even be aired, and he was against it being aired, calling it the most uncomfortable situation he has ever been in on television. The contestant, who could have stopped and left with $100,000 based on her already dramatic revelations, later said that she continued trying to win more money in order to achieve fame and fortune. I think this is when they realized the show was too early. The show was before its time. Because if you did the show now...
Well, I would eat this up. Well, we got to find this episode.
This show would just be a cash machine for like millennials. We have no shame.
That Mark Wahlberg quote is very, very on brand with our podcast. It should never be aired because it's way too uncomfortable.
Mark Wahlberg saying it's the most uncomfortable situation he's ever been in is very funny.
That man made a movie with a teddy bear.
He's been in not one, two. But two Transformers.
He made two.
Two Transformers.
All right. Anyway.
He also shot Derek Jeter.
He did shoot. He shot A-Rod.
That's back-to-back episodes.
No, you didn't say that one in last week's episode. You put it in the chat.
It was there.
People have to pay
for that. I left for about 2 minutes about it.
Oh, yeah. The Patreon. No,
you left me and Hill having to come up with content for 2 minutes while y'all struggled for air.
No, because you guys were, it was a very serious situation topic, and it was not the best time for that.
All right. Let's cap this off. That was the group date. No one got a group date rose. Saving it for next week, I guess. But Blake's definitely going home. And then I think Noah's going home. But someone who potentially came back.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Kind of never left because it was the same episode.
Back again.
Bennett's back. And okay. This was
like, I almost jumped on my seat when this happened. The way they framed it.
When we watched it, everyone literally jumped. Like, I recognized the voice immediately, but everyone else, when they cut to him, like sprung out of their chair and were like, what?
Just the way they had him framed, like he's like in the shadows, like standing there,
standing on the like, doorstep,
menacingly.
So,
hello, Tayshia.
I'm not buying any of this because I think they really just needed a cliffhanger for the week.
Oh, absolutely.
I hate this. It does seem
like he's back at least for another rose ceremony for based on the clips we got for next week. But yeah, Tayshia,
the trailer that they had, it really plays it up that he is back and he's like at least going to stay.
Which he could be back and then immediately leave in like an actual rose ceremony.
What was it last season? What's her name came back?
Aaliyah.
Yeah. Aaliyah. But she also left on like the next rose ceremony, right?
Yeah, she was gone right after. She did not also drop the L bomb. Whereas Bennett did, and it seems like Tayshia like really took to it. I don't know though.
I felt
like if Tayshia was like for sure out on Bennett, she would have just sent him home no matter what. But I don't know, maybe like she still had something there, and then hearing him say that, she's definitely in reconsideration mode.
She definitely made it sound like she wasn't super stoked about sending him home, but like I don't know. I don't think Bennett and Tayshia seem all that compatible, but
I think she just wants the Milan Chateau.
You guys mind if I bring
the house
in
the Hamptons?
I bring it back to Moment of Truth real quick.
Please, John.
I've been doing a little research. It was hosted by a guy named Mark Wahlberg, but not the Mark Wahlberg.
No,
what?
I just wanted to clarify that.
Fake Mark Wahlberg?
It's a different Mark Wahlberg. Just some other guy.
There's more than one Mark Wahlberg.
This one is the less famous and successful. That can't be accurate.
I'm looking
at a picture of him in this article, the game show hosted by Mark Wahlberg, not of Marky Mark fame. And it just shows Mark Wahlberg, who's just some guy.
There's a Mark Wahlberg and there's a Mark L. Wahlberg.
I hate that.
And I believe it's spelled different. I don't think there's an eight. Yeah, because it says Mark Wahlberg redirects here for actor and rapper Steve Mark Wahlberg.
I can't be real.
This guy looks decisively less cut.
Oh man.
Oh, I know who this guy is.
Antiques Roadshow and Market
Russian Roulette.
Roulette.
That was the game.
I've heard of Russian Roulette.
The floor dropped out from under you and you just absolutely fell into a pit. The game was wild. Game Show Network had some weird shows.
Mark Wahlberg, if you're listening, you were probably screaming at your phone 10 minutes earlier, but we fixed it.
Yeah.
He hosted his own show, the Mark Wahlberg show.
Someone on Mark Wahlberg's PR staff was writing a cease and desist letter to us before this show even published.
This Mark Wahlberg has his own show?
Evan, he plays on the World Poker Tour.
I've never seen him.
But, all right, so yeah, Bennett's back. He'll probably be gone next week. Blake's gone next week. Also, who's probably gone next week, Evan, I think this is what you and I were going to refer to, but did you catch the same thing in the men's tell-all teaser that I did?
I don't know.
Oh, then what were you going to say?
I don't remember.
This is what happens when we don't talk about things immediately. Yo, folks, you can't pay. You could pay for good content, but why buy good content when you can get ours for free? Noah is in the men's tell-all teaser.
Oh.
And I don't think people are in the tell-all if they haven't already been eliminated. So I thought that was a weird kind of like spoiler giveaway.
Is that true?
That sounds right.
I don't think there was anyone in the women's tell-all last year that hadn't been eliminated.
Wasn't Kelsey the women's tell-all?
But she had been eliminated.
But she finished fourth.
I'm confident for Hannah's season that Luke P, who he was in the tell-all, but I don't know if they ran the tell-all after his departure or not. But he was in the final four.
Mm.
He was in the hometowns. But I'm positive he was in the tell-all because every guy hated him. So then I had to have him there.
So maybe I might be wrong then. And that probably sounds more accurate. I doubt they would give away who loses, even if, like, you can go online and find out who the final four are right now. But
I just want Ed to start taking names, dude.
It didn't seem like a whole lot of them came back, which I guess makes sense. It's a quarantine, like, tell-all, so it's probably guys that had left, like, more recently. Although there were some dudes that looked like,
who are you?
I mean, there definitely were some dudes in there. It was like, did you get eliminated, like, immediately, like, on night one? Because, like, I don't recognize who you are. I thought that was of note. Maybe it's not. Guess we'll find out next week. We get a double episode next week, so we get, I'm assuming Monday's episode is probably going to be, like, Blake's one-on-one. He gets sent home, and then we probably get the tell-all. I would assume that. And then Tuesday, maybe first part of Hometowns, unless something else happened. But they didn't tease Hometowns at all.
When's this supposed to end? Like, end of December?
So it's supposed to end in 2 weeks from last Tuesday. I'm pretty sure it's the last air date.
So it's gonna be 2 weeks of
the
double
22nd.
Damn, I need to remember to take my mic home when I go home for the holidays. But yeah, I mean, we're coming up on the end.
Woo!
The end is nigh. We've almost made it through another season.
It's been a nice run, boys. I'm glad I was with you for the whole journey.
You're going to carry us to the finale, my dude.
Unlikely.
Let's see. I'm trying to look. December 22nd finale. So, yeah, we are less than 2 weeks away.
Well, but so we're getting Monday and Tuesday next week, and we assume they're going to both be 2 hours.
Yeah, so we'll probably...
Tuesday.
3 hour finale.
So we probably
get, so we're getting 7 hours or so.
We probably get Blake and a rose ceremony on the 14th, and the tell-all probably like the Blake and rose in the first hour, tell-all in the second hour, and then 15th will probably be the hometowns.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the hometowns,
at least
we'll get a
one
final
or two will get eliminated. Yeah,
we'll get a final three on the 22nd, and then after the final rose, like right after.
Yeah, they usually do like I feel like a post show.
Wait, here it is.
Well, actually, no. Yeah, because
the 21st and the 22nd will be another double episode. So we'll get fantasy suites on the 21st before the two finalists.
Where they go
to
a different room in the resort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fantasy suites will be on the 21st, and then we'll get the
little chateau.
We'll get the finale and after the final rose on the 22nd.
Yeah, because next week is Big Sky's winter finale. And so then on the 22nd, there won't be a show after The Bachelorette. So they'll the after The Bachelorette show.
Dude, we got a Big Sky update. How's Big Sky?
I watched my first episode yesterday. My friends coerced me into watching it. I've only seen episode 4, and I've seen the highlights that my friends chose to show me of 1 through 3. Very intriguing show, I'm not gonna lie. Episode 4 kind of hooked me in. I'm a little excited tomorrow to watch.
You're gonna have to go back and watch.
That's 1 through 3. Yeah, they showed me the notable parts, but it's good. And we're also trying to become like the number one fans on Twitter and Instagram. We're gonna like reply to everything, so I'm becoming a reply guy for Big Sky. But look out for me. I'm going to be my one friend wants to be like, he wants to create like fan fiction and stuff. So we'll see.
I loved every single noun and verb in that sentence. Totally excited.
I want to put this on record that Big Sky is like 1 million times better than The Good Doctor, which is like, because The Good Doctor used to come on right after The Bachelorette when it was on Monday, and it sucked because we hate The Good Doctor. But when Big Sky comes on, now we're talking.
I don't see the issue, man. He's just a good doctor.
I'm gonna start my own fan fiction for The Good Doctor, but I'm gonna call it The Half Decent Doctor. and he just gets sued the shit for malpractice
the mad doctor.
The guy's a cardiologist, that's the problem, but all of his patients keep dying of heart failure.
The lawful neutral doctor.
The lawful neutral doctor. All right.
The malpractice.
I will kill the doctor.
It is midnight on the East Coast. It is no longer almost Friday. It is Friday.
Taylor time.
Corey, you want to give us a kiss counter? Let's bring this home.
Oh, hold on. I got to get out of Spotify. Gentlemen, we had 5 this week, and it's our usual suspects. Zach, what?
We only had 5?
Only 5.
I mean, it's 5 out of 7 possible people. That sounds about right.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
You know Noah and Blake weren't getting them.
Yeah.
Well, Ben?
Yeah, Ben was one of them.
Ben definitely got one.
So it wasn't all 5 on the group date and Ben?
No, it was 4 out of the 5 on the group date.
Because Noah was on the
group date. Corey, count, Evan. Come on.
Oh, Noah didn't get.
You know I can't count.
Why are you running the kiss counter?
You know. Public school education. So, in order, Riley, top Zach, 6. Ben, Brendan, Ivan.
Evan?
Evan.
Evan.
My come up.
Evan, you were there the whole time. All right. Round the horn. Evan, what are you excited for next week?
Blake is gone, and Bennett
there goes
is back.
The Crimson Chin.
Corey, what are you excited for next week?
And Big Sky.
JoJo.
JoJo.
Just JoJo.
Do we think JoJo's going to be gone?
No, it definitely looked like Chris Harrison was doing it. Chris Harrison looked like he was back, at least for the tell-all. But I don't know if JoJo's still there for the like the show itself.
Yeah, take so that long JoJo to move could your be out now.
Yeah, but they take like 4 weeks to show like 3 days worth of episodes. So I don't know what the whole timeline is on Chris Harrison's return. I assume he'll be back by hometowns.
I think he'll be back. Yeah.
John, I know you haven't been watching, but what are you excited for next week?
I don't know. Probably gonna watch The Moment of Truth.
Hell yeah. If you know where to, if you can find old episodes of The Moment of Truth, please let me know. I will.
I have the episode up right now.
You're gonna watch it as soon as we're done here.
I'm not gonna watch it tonight, but I have it ready. I have it bookmarked. I'll send it to the chat.
Beautiful. All right. I am excited. I do enjoy the tell-alls because the tell-alls are a lot of tea gets flung around. I guess I am excited to see how the hometowns work because I think there could be some pretty fun action going on in the hometown. Some pretty sweet stuff, especially if we get like very limited family coming into the suites. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us on another taping of Some of the Guys Talk the Bachelorette. I have been your host, Drew Baker. With me have been Evan, Corey, and John back from the grave. As always, we will try to do better next week. Thank you all for listening. You can follow along with us on @DMPNShow and be sure to follow us on all our social media. Tweet at us for any questions or anything you want us to talk about. And we look forward to bringing you more content in future weeks. We'll be back soon. To me.